of Johnny Appleseed. Chapter 1. Young Johnny. It was September 26, 1774, in Leominster, Massachusetts. Colonists were just beginning to pick newly ripened apples from their trees. Nathaniel and Elizabeth Chapman were celebrating. Their first son was born that day. They named him John, but someday he would be better known as Johnny Appleseed. Johnny also had a sister named Elizabeth. She was 4 years old. The family was poor and lived in a small house they rented from relatives. Though Johnny's father did farming and carpentry work, he wasn't very successful. Shortly before Johnny was born, his father had taken on yet a third job. At that time, many colonists wanted to go to war against England. They hoped to break away and form a new country. Like many of these patriots, Johnny's father became a Minuteman. Minutemen promised to defend the 13 colonies from English troops at a minute's notice. When Johnny was less than a year old, his father was called to duty. He helped fight the English at the Battle of Bunker Hill. By the spring of 1776, his father was marching with George Washington's army. That July, the Declaration of Independence was signed. The colonies were fighting for independence from England in the Revolutionary War. That same year, before Johnny's second birthday, something terrible happened. His mother and newborn brother died. Johnny was probably too young to understand what was going on, but he no doubt missed his mother. Since their father was still in the army, Johnny and his sister went to live with their grandparents. At the age of 5, Johnny got a new stepmother. His father married a woman named Lucy Cooley and left the army. The family of 4 moved to the nearby town of Longmeadow. 10 more children were born into the Chapman family over the following years. Imagine such a big family living in one small farmhouse. To get some peace and quiet, Johnny spent much of his time outside. The Connecticut River flowed near his house, and a forest grew nearby. Johnny felt more at home outdoors than he did in the overcrowded farmhouse. In the woods, he could be as free as the Native Americans and woodsmen that roamed the frontier. There was a school in Longmeadow, which Johnny attended for a few years. There he learned to write in a handwriting style called roundhand. He learned to love books, as he would for the rest of his life. Boys could get jobs to earn money at age 14. Johnny probably learned how to grow apples by working in an apple orchard when he was a teenager. His interest in apples